Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Since the launch of ChatGPT, a lot of people have criticized big tech companies for their lack of being on top of the ball. They've criticized Apple for not having a competitor to ChatGPT. They've criticized Amazon. And Amazon's actually a company that, you know, a lot of people were... it's kind of interesting because they were criticized for not having like a ChatGPT competitor, essentially. But at the end of the day, Amazon is actually a major player in the AI space, but people don't always know why. So today on the podcast, we're talking about a big announcement that just came out of Amazon, how I believe they're going to be furthering AI in a way that few companies could, and how they plan on really transforming the industry. So this is coming from AWS. And they're really looking to kind of outshine Microsoft and Google in the race to dominate generative AI in the cloud. Amazon has announced a whole bunch of different updates. They had an AWS summit in New York, and they emphasized the role of generative AI in transforming applications, industries, and businesses. Those are kind of the three areas that they're focused on. So AWS has been really diligently working on the development and expansion of Bedrock, which is its foundational model service for AI, since its announcement back in April. They've been working on this quite a lot. Initially, they were supporting models from AI 21, Anthropic Stability AI, and Amazon Titan. But Bedrock has now integrated Cohere as well as Anthropic's Claude 2 and Stability AI SDXL 1.0, which was just announced recently. And that is, it's kind of like a Midjourney competitor, essentially, but it's open source. Very, very cool project. This is amazing. Amazon, I think, is with their Bedrock program, is really doing a lot of incredible work to get these AI models onto AWS and in the hands of developers for very easy, seamless, quick integration. So I think apart from extending its model support, Amazon also unveiled the Bedrock Agent, which is a novel tool aimed at simplifying service construction for users. So this is what they said. Generative AI has captured our imaginations for its ability to create images and videos and even generate code. And I believe it will transform every application, industry, and business. That was Swami, who's their vice president of databases, analytics, and ML over AWS. And he said that while he was announcing kind of what they're planning on doing at his keynote address at the summit. So generative AI agents function as assistants to developers, right? They're handling multiple tasks on their behalf. While initially Bedrock didn't have any, you know, native agent capabilities, this has been addressed in a preview at this AWS event. So agents for Amazon's Bedrock allow developers to enable generative AI applications to complete tasks with only a few clicks. The agent aid in automation, foundation model configuration, and orchestration tasks really just eliminates the need for coding, which I think is absolutely crazy. Sivasubran, who is the VP that was quoted earlier, he explained that the agent establishes a secure connection between a foundation model and the correct data using a simple API, and it can also automatically convert data into machine-readable formats, which is really useful. He said, agents in Bedrock can take action by automatically making API calls on your behalf, and you do not have to worry about complex systems and hosting them because it's fully managed. So as we kind of look at, you know, expanding the reach of vector embeddings, I think this is going to be a big play here, because vector embeddings, which are vital to generative AI, essentially convert content into mathematical representation. So they enable context and matching. AWS already offers vector database capabilities for its Aurora Postgres SQL relational database through an open source PG vector technology, which they announced back in July. but it now plans to extend the support as a preview feature to its OpenSearch serverless search services as well, which I know a lot of people are going to be very excited about. This is what they said about it. This vector engine offers simple, scalable, and high-performing vector storage and search without having to manage any infrastructure. That is really, really big. That's very massive. So I think in another really significant update, Amazon also has integrated generative AI into its Amazon QuickSight business intelligence service. So this will streamline the process of developing data visuals and reports from business data, which essentially is going to enable analysts to use natural language queries to build the reports, visuals, and dashboards they need in way less time. So this is going to save them a lot of time and be a really awesome feature. So in this kind of AWS Summit New York, they didn't necessarily, I would say, have any major groundbreaking revelations, but I think the event really just kind of highlighted AWS's drive, their ambition, and their focus on making AI practically useful in enterprise settings. And they did this through a bunch of incremental innovations, which I think make a big impact when you look at the reach and distribution of their platforms. AWS is obviously the number one cloud provider on the internet. And so being able to integrate with a lot of these AI tools and their bedrock is, I think, a really big play for the entire industry. It's a really big help. So one last thing that they said was, this is just the beginning. We have lots more coming this year. That was their VP again. And he was essentially promising further advancements in AWS's AI capabilities. So I think this is going to be really interesting to see where this goes. AWS is obviously a big company, or a big sector, a chunk of Amazon. And I think that seeing these kind of moves from them really shows a lot of initiative and shows that they're going to be all in on the AI revolution that we're seeing right now. And I think this is going to be a really big boon for a lot of startups and a lot of people integrating AI into their platforms.